This is the Real BS Show on a beautiful Thursday. Is it today Thursday?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. Today's Thursday after or morning, I guess.
The 21st of May.
Really? Wow. Okay. Well, this is what we do every Thursday,
right?
That's
right, yeah. The year's going quick, though.
I know. The year and getting old. Getting old and wrinkly.
Yeah. Same here.
Hey, I have to tell you a story. I was snoozing yesterday because it was raining out. I couldn't do anything. So I kind of conked out early. And the phone rang, and, you know, I was still sleeping, so I answered it because I don't usually answer the phone, but I did. And it was my old high school friend, Gary Hilbert.
Oh, nice.
Calling, who I haven't talked to in probably 30, 40 years or something. I don't know. I can't remember. But he was my best friend in high school. I mean, just we did everything together. I mean, we worked together. We smashed his dad's pickup truck together. We rolled it over on prom night. We even went to the prom after the hospital. So it was, he's just a super guy. And like I say, my best friend, really.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I went to college and he went to work, you know, and kind of split apart. I'd see him once in a while here and there. He started some restaurant or bar down in Erie, Shaggy Dog, kind of famous, and a few other places, Baltus Grill, I think he bought that, and then another one down there, and Fourth and Peach was really a nice place. And but he just was successful at everything he touched. I mean, he just a good manager, good, really good kitchen guy, cook. You know, he just knew how to do things. You know, and he had all kinds of energy. And then eventually he sold everything around Erie here, and he went out west, Arizona or Las Vegas or California. I don't know. He did all kinds of stuff out there. And I don't really know everything, but I mean, he just, everything he touches was successful. So, and he's been a world traveler. But the bottom line is he called me in the morning there, and I was still kind of sleeping, and we talked for a little bit, and it was just like just like we're still in high school. I mean, he sounded exactly like Gary Hilbert. Always sounded like. And then after I hung up, you know, I kind of started to wake up, and I said, wait a minute, you know, was I dreaming or was that really? So I looked on the phone and there it was. It was a number. So I called him back. I said, is this Gary? Yeah, this. I said, I just had this dream that you called me. That wasn't a dream. I called you. I said, okay, good. And we must have talked for an hour or more. I mean, so what we're going to do is, kind of get together once in a while, you know, just for the heck of it. And
that's good.
He told me some of, you know, a little bit of his life story, and I told him some of mine. I was telling him about the Real BS Show, the Bill and Seth Show, which is what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And I told him I was playing some music with Steve, and, I've been playing music probably all my life, but this what I'm doing right now is with Steve, and I knew we had some recordings, so I said, what the heck, let's play some of these recordings for him.
This is the Fine Select Collection.
Yeah, we picked out a few that it's kind of, we just did them in the studio real quick, you know, wasn't a whole lot of editing and all that kind of stuff.
Just, so it was just kinda, mixed it together real quick and threw it together.
Yeah, and being it's only two of us and a drum machine, you know, it's not.
Well, that drum machine gets a lot of credit, you know.
Well, he's much better than the drummer we had, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know.
He doesn't make mistakes. If anybody makes mistakes, it's us.
That drummer keeps time like,
Yeah, it's kind of a fancy metronome or something. Yeah. I don't know, but it works, you know, and. It's fun to do because it's always right and you just stick with it, you know. Yeah. And it has some nice sounds in it, and so that's what we've been doing. And Gary was what a refreshing surprise, I guess you could call it. I mean, after all these years, and we're talking about our class reunions, you know, which I've went to the last two or three of them, and he didn't make them, you know, and he was asking about different people and everything. And I was telling him how, you know, the people show up and half of them, I didn't even know who they were. Everybody changes so much, you know. And it's getting worse as we get older.
Oh, sure.
Know? Jeez.
Yeah. especially if you haven't seen
him. Hi, it's good to see you, except for I don't know who you are.
Everybody should be wearing name tags.
Yeah, right. That's probably what they're going to do. Yeah. I would think.
You should propose that.
Yeah.
Just to make sure, you know. Especially for people that haven't been around for 30, 20 years or whatever, you might not recognize somebody after that many years.
I'm telling you, I'd say this last time was only a year or two ago, and I swear 80% of them, I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
And some of them got mad at me.
Sure, yeah, of course. I have a hard time. I've had people walk up to me, and I, you know, it was 20 years later, and I didn't recognize who the person was talking to me. I was just polite to them, and they're like, "Hey, Seth, how you doing?" I'm like, I'm just sitting there in my head, who is this? I'm going doing the spreadsheet in my head, who's this person?
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly the way it was at the last class reunion, which was, I don't know what it was. We got another one coming up in 2028, which would be 60th class reunion.
You don't do every year?
No, they don't do every year. Oh. And it's thinning out. More and more people are disappearing. And I'd ask about certain people, and they say, "Well, he died," you know.
Yeah.
So I quit asking, you know. Yeah. But a lot of them, I guess a lot of them just don't come. You know, they live so far away and everything like that.
It makes it difficult, you know.
Yeah. Well, Gary Hilbert does live in Erie County. I'm shocked because he's a world traveler. He just, that's his thing now. He just travels Africa and, I don't know, Iceland.
Yeah, I don't blame him. If I was retired, I'd be doing the same thing, you know. Yeah. Just why not see the world, you know?
Yeah. Well, I knew him and I knew his wife, and they were together for like 48 years, and he said she died a couple of years ago. Oh, and I said, "Oh, man, she was a very nice lady. Holy smokes. And you know, nowadays for people to stay together that long and be happy about it.
That's rare.
Yeah. That's very rare. Yeah. That's holy cow. Yeah. So he's had a successful life, I would imagine, you know. I mean, I'll find out. I'll dig a little deeper and find out. But I'm sure he's doing way better than I am.
But at the same time, you've went through ups and downs, but you're healthy, you know, you're in good shape, you know, and you stay busy.
I'm kind of blessed in that department, you know. Nothing's wrong with me yet, you know.
Yeah. You've had success too, as well, you know, and you know, that's the thing is those success and failures you learn from, and I think that's a.
Yeah, I always, you know, I always did things the hard way, though. I mean,
that's normal.
I did all the hard work, you know, and, you know. Probably got the dirtiest of anybody.
Yeah. I've been there.
But, hey, you know, you live and you learn. And, you know, I was stabbed in the back a couple of times really well. And you learn, you know, supposed to learn from that.
Yeah.
I think I have because I'm pretty isolated now.
Yeah.
You know, I just got it real simple. Like.
Yeah.
And I'm doing fine, really.
Yeah. Well, I was explaining that to somebody one of my developers. I was explaining that, you know, sometimes I just really cut back on doing a lot of things because I used to be more involved, but man, it's just so much easier sometimes to not go to every event that's going on, there's all these events in Erie for different businesses.
Well, that's how I met you. I ran for mayor.
Yeah, yeah.
Mayor of Union City.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that was one of the dumbest things I ever did. I mean, holy catfish. Yeah. I never seen so many stupid people.
Yeah.
And dumb ideas and just crazy, just unbelievable. Kind of like watching those mega church preachers and stuff. You know how far out in left field they are.
Yeah.
Holy cow! And the same way with these politicians. You know, it's just, you know. And I got to meet a lot of them. You know, governors and senators and all this stuff.
How many liars there are? That's for sure.
Well, if you look at them close, you know, you catch their secret. They don't answer anything.
No, yeah.
They don't answer any questions at all.
It's a very vague thing.
You'd ask Bob Casey what time it is, and he'd take 2 hours telling you how to build a watch.
Yeah.
And at the end of 2 hours, you still didn't know what time it was. I mean, just ridiculous. Yeah. Just totally ridiculous.
I've been there. I remember the one meeting we had one time with a politician, and I won't mention his name because he's still in office, and we talked about the U.S. Patriot Act, about, you know, repealing it because it didn't resolve
it. Well, that jerk deserves to be booted out. Yeah. I mean,
well, let's just say he promised the world to us and then turned out not to be the case.
A month after he got elected, boom, he voted the opposite way. Yeah, I mean, it was just unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
And that's
that was a congressman.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
That was Mike Kelly. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, you can say
it. Yeah, he lied to me big time. So
there was quite a few times, you know, the different times that he came after the tornado, and I sent him down on South Ave with all the people that were pissed off.
Yeah, you called me up. Yeah. I was up getting a pizza, and you called me. I said, tell him to go look for a TV camera somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. And so I sent him down to where all the people were. I was like, I got to go. I wanted to go home.
That's all he wanted was a TV camera.
He didn't like me when I sent him to the people. Let's just say they were pissed off.
Yeah. Well,
because electricity was off for like a week.
Yeah, right.
And so I sent him into the gauntlet. I'm a jerk that way. I
was talking to Gary about, because he met a lot of famous people, you know, out west, out in Arizona, and to his restaurants and stuff like that. And I says, well, I can relate to that because of the sound company. We had thousands of national acts.
Yeah.
So I got to work with these people at least a day, sometimes 2 days. You know, 80% of them were total idiots.
Yeah.
You know, just nasty people.
Yeah.
You know, unless you know, the curtain went up and it was time for the show.
Yeah.
And they were all wonderful, you know. But you had to rehearse with them all day long. And, whew, terrible, terrible people. Not all of them. You know, there was a few good ones, but most of them were just stuck on themselves, and, you know, I could go down a list. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of them. Just terrible, terrible. I think the number one worst one was Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
Whew, was he awful.
Yeah.
And this whole band was just like him. Terrible, terrible.
Entitlement, I guess. It was
you know, John Denver was a very nice guy. He drank a little bit, but he was a super nice guy. I mean, just easy to get along with, and Roy Clark, and there's a whole, Peter, Paul, and Mary, well, not Peter, but Paul and Mary were really nice people. And I don't know, there's a ton of them I could go down.
There's a saying in the industry that I heard recently that when you're in the music industry or anything that's like a contract like that, when someone's complimenting you all the time, you have to replace, oh, you're so good and you're so, you know, powerful. Replace that with stupid and naive every time they say that. So, like, oh, you are so stupid and naive, and they're trying to screw you over because you think about it. You got a manager that knows an agent, then you have an agent that knows a producer, then you have a producer that knows a marketer, and they're all buddies with each other, and it's all them together trying to make money against you.
Well, all I know is that, you know, like I said, I talked to Gary for an hour or so, and Gary is the real deal. He always was, you know, and I'm sure he still is, you know, just by talking to him as much as I did. And we'll get together, you know, every once in a while. We shouldn't drift apart like we did. But
it happens.
I mean, that prom night, Gary was driving his dad's new Jeep pickup, and we come around a curve and a little bit too fast. We rolled that sucker over, I must, about five times.
Right.
And when I finally crawled out, because it landed upright, and I crawled out, fell in the engine, and I got out on the road there. There's Gary about 60 yards down the road, holding his head, saying, oh, no. I mean,
oh, you got thrown from the vehicle. Oh,
how in the world he got out there? Yeah, because the whole lid was squished down, you know, and I couldn't get out the doors. And so I went out through the busted window, and I fell in the engine, and then I finally got out on the road, and they took us to the hospital and picked all the glass and everything out of us. But how he got out and was way down the road like that, I you know, it's a miracle.
Holy cow, yeah.
Yeah.
How many people die that way?
I don't know. His dad must have been upset, you know, with the because it was a fairly new vehicle. But yeah. I'm sure the insurance took care of that. But
at least
we got all bandaged up and patched up and everything. Put our zoot suits on. Went to the prom.
Oh, jeez.
Limping around like, geez, oh man, that was crazy. Crazy, crazy. Well, just one of the many adventures that we had, you know, that we made it through, you know. Because
yeah.
We worked at Howard Johnson's together.
Oh, okay, there you go.
He was like a head honcho or cook. I guess he was a head cook.
Okay.
And probably did a lot of the manager work and stuff. But and I just, you know, did what I was told to do. I started as a dishwasher and went over to start flipping burgers and cooking a little bit, you know. And I don't think I dropped too much food on the floor. I don't know. I can't remember. But it was loose, let me tell you. But what experience, yeah. So anyways, let's play some song. This first song I want to play for Gary. But the songs we're going to play today are the Bill and Steve, the BS band.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not involved in this one. So yeah, it's Steve.
So, Bill and Steve. And Steve's the lead singer, and I just fumble around on the bass, and I do the drums, and Steve does the guitar and the singing, and I do some harmony stuff with him.
And Steve's from Tennessee, right?
No, Missouri.
Missouri. Dang, I keep messing that one up.
Show me state. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
Well, he's planted in Erie County here now. He's been here for quite a while, so I don't think he's leaving.
Yeah.
He'll probably be buried here. I don't know.
Yeah. I Missouri, Kentucky, you know, Tennessee. Yeah. Those states get me confused sometimes.
Well, you know, you do a lot of travel. I did a lot of travel. I went to Florida, played music. Went to New York City, played music. I played all over the place. And then I went to Alabama as a big shot electrical engineer, and went out to California for 4 or 5 years and worked out there, and just pretty much. Just looked around, you know, just rode around on my motorcycle all over the place.
And there's
place.
So many different cultures, you know. It's not,
oh, yeah.
Everyone thinks America's one culture, and that's not the case at all.
No, California is totally, it's like another country.
Yeah, same with the South. The South feels like a different country to me.
Yeah, well, different weather-wise, it sure is.
Yeah, but the people there are different, too, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit slower down there, you know.
Definitely, holy smokes. Yeah. They hired me as chief electrical engineer at a big foundry down there. And half of the people couldn't read and write.
Yeah, I believe it.
Half of them. I mean, unbelievable.
That's a little scary.
I went to the closest bank in Marion, Alabama there, and I asked them where the ATM machine was. And they didn't know what I was talking about. Yeah. I said, it's where you put your card in and get money. So what? They said, what, are you crazy? I said, no, they're all over the place. Yeah, well, they ain't down here.
Yeah.
I said, holy cow. And I stopped at a gas station there, and they said, yeah, we got one. It's in the back room. It's all underneath that big plastic bag there. They had it all wrapped up and stuffed in the back there. They didn't know it wasn't working. They said, the heck with it. They just pushed it in the back and stored it back there.
Oh, jeez.
But
That's something that's crazy to think about is, you know, I remember the transition from ATMs to you know, from before where you had just checks or you went to the bank and got money out.
Yeah.
And now you have Tap to Pay, you have all these other things.
Yeah.
It's crazy how technology is going.
Sure, yeah. You know? But anyways, let's play this first one. It's called something. PNC.
Knock on Heaven's Door.
Yeah, we rearranged it a little bit to our own taste, but it all come out okay.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, this one's for you. Dark
too dark to see. It feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama, take these guns and put them in the ground, 'cause I can't shoot them anymore. This long black cloud keeps coming down. It feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Take these guns and put them in the ground, 'cause I can't shoot them anymore. This long black cloud keeps coming down. Feels like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door.
That, Gary, that's what we're going to do is play four or five songs and talk in between them and
ramble.
Yeah, just ramble about you and me when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Working at Howard Johnson's, we drove his motorcycle up to the motel there. We drove it right up to the swimming pool.
Yeah.
I mean, we did a lot of crazy stuff. One time we'd gone to, I think it was New York State, because we're, 16.
Yeah, or whatever. Back then it was legal in New York. And
New York was, but not Pennsylvania. Well, no. We were coming across Oliver Road towards his dad's house, towards his house, and ran out of gas. There we were, smashed. And here comes the state police. They pulled their car up beside ours, and they pumped gas from their car into our car, and they said, "Now, you guys get home, straight home."
Yeah.
Nowadays, we'd be in jail for 6 months, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, oh, that's the truth.
Things sure have changed from back then.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But we just a lot of crazy situations like that that we used to work at Howard Johnson's, and we worked late, and sometimes overnight, and we'd sleep in the lamplighter room,
Right.
Tell the waitresses, if you need us, come in and holler and wake us up.
Right.
Yeah, shoot. But Gary is definitely a go-getter. I mean, he was just full of energy. He was on the wrestling team, too.
We were
on a really good wrestling team, one of the best that Fort LaBeouf ever had. And I think we went 2 or 3 years without losing a match.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was... It was pretty amazing. It was a good bunch of people, good bunch of guys, and but Gary was my best friend, really, and we did a lot together. I think back, but then I went to college and he went to work, you know, and
yeah.
He did the right thing and I did the stupid thing going to college. That was a waste of time. Jeez. I just went there to wrestle, and that's all I went for. And he went to work, and boy, he sure did it. He really did it.
That is two paths people can take, is, you know, they go straight to work, you know, learn a skill and succeed in it.
You know, I have to get together with him and, you know, find out where he's been all his life, you know, what he's been doing and everything. But, you know, from what I know, you know, he was successful about everything he touched, you know. It's just he had to get into some trouble somewhere along the line. I don't know for sure, but I'm sure they had some rough spots, but as we all did.
Yeah, it's how you learn, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you have to fail sometimes.
He was a special guy, that's for sure. So anyways, let's play a couple more. Bill and Steve. Now, this is Steve Waddle. He's my partner in this little two-man band thing we got going. And it's getting better and better all the time. We're getting better.
And he's not waddling around. He's moving.
Steve does he's the lead singer. He's got the voice, you know. And I just fill in a little bit here and there and thump around on the bass. And
he brings the vibe from Missouri. Yeah.
And I keep, what else do I do? Oh, the drums. I program the drums for, keep it pretty simple.
The boss of the drums.
Yeah, well. You don't make mistakes like the other guys we had. We had a band, you know, but everybody quit. Which is okay with me because they weren't, you know, they were just a lot of noise anyway. So, well, the band I was in before that, well, we did the Distance Band. Remember when what was that? The disease or something?
Yeah, COVID, yeah.
COVID thing, yeah. So a couple of roommates from college, I got a hold of them. Well, Gary Taylor.
And Mike Hutzel, yeah.
Mike Hutzel, and they were good musicians, you know, and singers. And between you and them and me thumping around, we put together a pretty nice CD, Distance Band, that's what it was. Because we never seen each other. It was
a long
time,
yeah.
All done online, you know. They'd send their parts, and we'd... We push them all together and, you know, edit what we had to do and make them sound really nice. And
it was a fun project, too.
It came out pretty good. I'm really surprised how well it did. So someday we'll play some of those on the BS show.
Yeah, if you scroll back far enough on the website, you'll see it on there.
That's true, yeah. We did do some.
Each time we released it, then we did a show and we did them all. Together, but yeah, it's those are times that, you know, we had to think out of the box a little bit. There's different ways of doing things, and then you had Mike and Gary both adding different things, doing different ways, and it was fun experiments, you know.
Yeah, we got it together. It was an experience, that's for sure, and it turned out pretty good. So let's just play a couple more songs. Try to impress Gary, you know.
Yeah.
And because he's been all over the place, so he's seen it all, you know.
Right.
You know, and what we're doing is just for fun.
Oh, yeah, it's really. Just all for fun, nothing serious.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to get rich and famous. So.
No, don't need
Which
that.
Is okay. I don't want that.
I make my money elsewhere.
Yeah, I sell firewood. That's about as boring as you can get.
Yeah. It's
but
dry
it
wood.
Keeps you healthy, though. You know, it keeps you exercised.
And you get the fresh air, you know.
You know, that's for sure. Whew. Especially in the wintertime.
Yeah. Brisk.
But, okay, let's do it.
Sparkled in the light,
country girls that love the lovers more. Some I never really knew, though I always wanted to. Some I only met once in a room. Some said they liked my smile, others of them stayed a while, while others left me on the run. This is the only way I have to say, I love them everyone. Big, little, or short or tall, wish I could have kept them all. Love them everyone. Like to thank them for their charms, holding me in their arms, and I hope they had some fun. The ladies in saloons and living rooms, summer nights lasted until dawn. Here's to the memories, everyone's a part of me. Oh, I love them, everyone. Big, little, or short or tall, wish I could have kept them all. I love them, everyone. Like to think of poor charms, holding me in their arms, and I hope they had some fun. Big, little, or short or tall, wish I could have kept them all. I love them, everyone. Like to thank them for the charms, holding me in their arms, and I hope they had some fun. Big, little, or short or tall, wish I could have kept them all. I love them, everyone. Like to thank them for the charms, holding me in their arms, and I hope they had some fun.
Go, Johnny, go, go. Go,
darn it been good. Come from miles around. Hear you play guitar till the sun goes down. Maybe someday your name will be in the lights. Johnny, be good tonight. Go, 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 Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Go, Johnny, go, go. Johnny, be good.
There's an old time song there that. It's fun to do.
Oh yeah, it's a fun song.
Yeah.
You're going to do the weather report real quick, Bill. We can't forget that.
Oh well, it's so normal and nice out. It's nothing to talk about.
No, it's sunny and
sunny and
60
degrees. Not hot. It's not cold. It's just right in the middle.
The birds are singing.
Right. You're out there talking to the birds with your phone.
Yeah, I'm in that job. I know it. It's all noted. There's a free program I use called Merlin, and you can pick up the songs of what birds are out there, and then you can play back their sounds, which you got to be careful because you're probably swearing at them or cursing at them.
Yeah, you're bad mouthing them.
Yeah, like I'm the king bird.
You're making them mad.
I'm the king bird, and they're going to poop on you.
Yeah, right. There you go. It's their only defense.
And they can peck your eye out or something. What's that? The Christmas story where you're going to shoot your eye out, kid. That's kind
Christmas
of that vibe.
Story. That was the name of it.
Good movie.
It's a good one. It's still a good one.
Yeah, it's up there with Blazing Saddles, you know.
Yeah, that's my nightly go to sleep to thing.
Yeah, that bean scene gets me still.
What's that?
The bean scene where they eat the
bean festival.
Yeah, they ate all those beans and.
As Mel Brooks being really crazy.
Yeah, that guy was he's good at it.
Hey, Mr. Talbert or Taggart or whatever his name was. He said, have some more beans. He said, I think you've had enough.
That movie gets me.
That was silly. That was just one thing to another in that movie. It's crazy. Crazy. It's one of my favorites, though. It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah.
So, anyways, let's play some more. What was that? Mustang Sally?
Yeah, I got Mustang Sally. Yeah.
these are a little rough, you know. They're not edited and smoothed out.
All this was recorded in one day, so.
Yeah. So it was just a quickie.
There's a difference when you. This is no offense to Steve or Bill, but when we did the distance band, it took sometimes 1 or 2 months to do one song.
Yeah,
we worked on those a lot, whereas this was done in real quick. Let's record the next one. We have more time. Let's record the next one. So we just busted through about 11 songs in one day.
It was pretty quick. Plus, there's only two of us. Yeah,
and we had it. You know, we had it wrapped up pretty quick. You know, producing. You know, mixing it together is real easy. You know, well, don't let people fool you. You know.
Yeah. Well, let's serenade Gary and make him chuckle. I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, these are for you.
Mustang Sally, says you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang's selling now, baby. Guess you better slow that Mustang down. Put those flat feet on the ground. I bought you brand new Mustang Sally, a 2025, and now you come around a single fine woman. Girl, you won't let me ride Mustang Sally now, baby. Slow that Mustang down. You've been running all over town. Guess you better put those flat feet on the ground. Now all you wanna do is ride around Sally.
Ride Sally, ride. Sally, ride.
Now all you wanna do is ride around Sally. Hey,
ride, Sally, ride.
Now all you wanna do is ride around Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
One of these early evenings, I guess you'll be wiping. I'm not going crazy lately. Head and my heart seem to be at least a million miles apart. My heart says to love you, my head says to run. It's like my heart is too afraid to tell my head what it's done. I know that it could never be the way that it was. I know you'd be the death of me. Can't give you up. Too much is not enough. It's not the love. It's not the lust that grips me. Must be the whiskey I've been drinking to remember, drinking to forget. Gotta love you on my mind. Got Jimmy on my breath. Loneliness has got the rest. I've got nothing left within me. be a whiskey. Oh, 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 oh. No, I'm not going crazy, but lately these thoughts in my head are a whirlwind of a world of million regrets. All the things I should have done, all the things I should have said, all the pain that comes with hating, the mess you made of yourself. I know I'm chasing rainbows, thinking I can make it work, but the fact is that my actions speak louder than words. It only makes it worse, thinking of her, thinking she'll forgive me. Must be the whiskey I've been drinking to remember, drinking to forget. I've got love you on my mind, I've got Jim Beam on my breath. Loneliness has got the rest, I've got nothing left within me. Must be the whiskey. Gotta love you on my mind, got Jim Beam on my breath. Loneliness has got the rest, I've got nothing left within me. Sometimes it hits me whenever I'm a little tipsy. Oh, it hits me whenever I'm a little tipsy. Must be the whiskey.
This is the Real BS Show, coming at you on a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
And it must be the whiskey.
It's afternoon now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This whole show is dedicated to Gary Hilbert, my old friend. What a neat surprise that was yesterday. Holy smokes. I thought I was dreaming. I really did. He woke me up.
I mean, you told me, you were like, I had a weird thing go on, and it felt like it was a dream. I was like, what are you talking about?
I had to call him back. I didn't want to pester, but I had to call him back just to make sure. And he, sure enough, that was him. Just, wow, what a surprise. So anyways, what do we got? What'd you say was?
We got Scarecrow, which is a good song. Scarecrow,
yeah, it's just a straightforward, nothing fancy.
Yeah, Simple Man after that.
Simple Man, that one, Steve does a good job singing that song, and I slam stuff in there to try to, we do it our own way, you know, it's not exactly like like you'd hear on a radio or something. It's different, a little bit different.
You make it simple.
Yeah, we try to simplify it.
Well, you mean you Steve and Billify it.
Yeah, right, you BS it. Bill and Steve and Bill and Seth.
That's right,
we got BS show and a BS band.
When we were like deciding, this was like 12 years ago, to do the radio show, and we were like, how are we going to name this? And I was like, well, your name is a, B, so it comes before Seth, so it should come first. And then I was like, wait a second, BS.
Yeah, perfect. Our radio show.
That's how it came about.
Yeah. Well, we built a nice radio station. It's still going.
Yeah, it's still going. Still working. It had some upgrades here and there along the way. I built a new server for it recently, and That sped things up massively. It's hard to describe that, but
Well, it's, whatever he did, it's still working. So
yeah, surprising. You know, we've had a few parts fail in the transmitter, but that's how it goes. So you never know what might pop up next, and who knows how long it'll last. Because things can change. And we have new DJs. We've had old DJs. We at one point had 26 DJs. So,
yeah, Well, that was another experience. So,
yeah, it's another day's topic. But yeah, let's do some Scarecrow.
All right, Scarecrow, and then after that is Simple Man.
Simple Man.
That Steve sings that very well. Very well,
we're keeping it simple too. You know.
Time
fast. Troubles will come and they will pass. Go find a woman and you'll find love. And don't forget, son, there is someone up above. And baby, be a simple, a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple.
Simple song about a simple man. Like I say, well, Gary, it just was fun to talk to you, and we'll do it again. But we got one more, don't we?
Yeah.
We got a pile of songs, but we just picked out a few.
Yeah.
And
because we're almost to an hour now, you know that, right?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You thought this was going to be a short one.
Yeah, right.
Never short. We have like less than, I think, 30 seconds to do. It's an hour.
Well, I got to say, I mean, Gary was, I'd go and stay at his house, and he lived on Oliver Road in Summit there. And I'd go stay at his house overnight, and then he'd come out to Waterford, and we'd sleep out in a tent or something out back and go run around Waterford and make a noise, you know.
Did you take him to the LaBeouf Lake?
Oh, I'm sure I did.
And you go to the island out there?
I don't know if we ever went swimming. I know we went down there, but
well, maybe you know.
I think we crawl up on top of the grade school too. Yeah. That was a fun thing to do.
So now you guys, even in your older years, you can go swimming out to that middle of the island out there, and
If we could still swim that
far. Yeah, maybe you get a canoe or something.
Kayak. Safer, yeah. What was the one thing? Oh, Ronnie Taylor, who was a friend of ours, but not, you know, I didn't hang out with him that much, but Ronnie Taylor liked to come out and shoot out streetlights with his... With a BB gun, you know.
Yeah.
I'd pedal the bicycle, and he'd be on the back of the bicycle shooting at these streetlights. Any old days, you hit the streetlight, it would blow up.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wow.
He was a character. Whew. But I think he became vice president of UPS or something.
Oh, yeah?
He got pretty important. He doesn't come to any class reunions or anything. I think he's a little too important for hanging out with us poor folks or commoners. But that's okay. But what was the last
wagon wheel?
Oh, wagon wheel. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. A little tough for me to do. But let's do that. And Gary, I'll talk to you soon. And stay out of trouble. Stay healthy and eat right. And you know, if you arrive someplace right at on time, then you're late.
Yeah.
So get there a little early.
That's the philosophy we need to have.
We got a little tidbit of philosophy every time we do a show. Yeah. That goes to everybody. Nancy Taylor, you keep on going there. And Rob Popotny, I don't know his last name.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch.
Well, just be careful not to call him Poppy. Yeah. You know?
I don't know. He's a neighbor someplace down in there. I don't know. He's
Bill Nye. Yeah.
Bill Bob Nye.
Bob Nye. Sorry, Bob. I didn't mean to say Bill.
Yeah, he's a one of a kind too. But everybody stay healthy and be safe, and we'll see you next week.
Yes.
All right?
Yep.
Okay.
See you then.
Thumbing my way to North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh could see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. From the cold up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. My baby plays a guitar, I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Thank you.
the south, out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's heading west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby call my name and I know that she's the only one. If I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.